you know, the amount of games played, the amount of possessions that came down to crunch time, you know, where Tyler's been on the floor over the last 3-4 years. You just miss his leadership and experience out there during those crucial moments, I think, the most. He makes some simple, minute decisions be very, very easy for him, and it's complicated for others, but Tyler's been through it.
So when you talk about experience, you're kind of hitting on the nuances of the game itself?
Yeah, for sure. Just little things to schematically what we do defensively that it's been ingrained in him for 3-4 years, so he just does it naturally, and when others don't, he's able to be out there and picking everybody up, covering up mistakes. And then, you know, when it's a player's game, coach has always said that, and you know, in crunch time, when decisions need to be made in a split second, Tyler's made those. He's failed in some, and he's more often than not, he's made the right ones. And you know, I think we've seen in crucial time, you know, where we miss his experience, his decision making.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SBA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy. Powering beyond.
Indiana leads Wisconsin 21-20 at halftime. I have Ben Guest. Joe Kravinoff. I wondered aloud with Joe, without Tyler Wall, without his presence on the floor, it's going to impact everyone on offense.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, numbers aside, he's just another, going back to experience. He knows what the team needs, when we need it, time and situation. And he's a really good player. He's evolved. He's gotten better. And he was making better and better decisions as the year had been progressing. But, hey, you know, next man up. Tyler's getting stronger and getting better, and everybody else is learning.
One thing, too, with Tyler Wall, that a word is always associated with Tyler's leadership. It can be an all-encompassing term, but what does leadership mean to you in terms of Tyler Wall?
Been there, done that. I think guys look to him because when they were in high school watching the Badgers, Tyler was out on the floor winning championships. You know, a lot of these guys haven't been around as long as him, so experience. He's been through it. He doesn't get too high or too low in games or in crucial moments, and so guys look to him and follow his lead.
When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming as Indiana leads Wisconsin at the break 21-20. Not exactly a shooting clinic either way. Indiana 10 of 33 for the field, 0 of 5 from the arc. Trey Galloway hit the one free throw Indiana attempted in the first half. Wisconsin 8 of 24 from the field, 2 of 8 from long range, and just 2 of 6 at the foul line. Indiana a plus 1 on the glass, second chance points even at 4. Paint points to Indiana at 14-8. 2 assists, 6 turnovers for Wisconsin, 2 assists and 3 turnovers for Indiana. Trace Jackson Davis, 4 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 block shots. Jordan Geronimo, 6 points, leading the way for IU. And Chucky Hepburn has 6. That paces Wisconsin. At the half, Indiana 21, Wisconsin 20. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay tuned. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
All right, we get ready for the second half, and we've mentioned this many times over the years. If teams are laying bricks in the first half, they might be raining threes in the second. 21-20, Indiana leads Wisconsin as we get set for half number two.
Up until today, Wisconsin's fewest points in the first half, 27, scored twice the last time at Illinois. Up until today, Indiana's fewest points in the first half, 24 at Rutgers. At halftime, someone named Megan made a half-court shot, giving her one more tripled in her home team.
Place exploded.
It did. Now, also, before these teams came back out and getting ready for the start of the second half. Watch Dean Allibley. He was talking with Jordan Davis. Jordan didn't score in the first half, didn't score in the last game. They got to find a way to get something out of Jordan Davis.
Get him going. Get that confidence back. Indiana will have the first possession of the second half. We're underway from our vantage point behind the scorers table. Hoosiers move to our left. And it's Trey Galloway against Max Klesman. Throwing to Jalen Hutchefino. Inside feed. Going up and getting it as Jackson Davis turns up and kissed it off the window with a left hand. Just off the left block. Trace Jackson Davis with six. 23-20 Indiana. Opening minute of the second half as the Badgers move to our right. Davis will hand off to Chucky Hepburn just left of the center circle as Hepburn will set the offense. A pass for Crowell left of the wheel. His cross court to Gilmore right wing. Geronimo out on him. Bounce pass to Klesman. Posting on Cock. Off the right block. Klesman backs. Turns. Leans. Shoots. Off the rim. No. Crowell with a back tap out to Hepburn. Tries a three straight away. Off the back of the rim. No good. Geronimo the rebound. Opening minute, second half, 23-20 Indiana. As Hood Schifino, standing left hand, hip high, dribble against Chucky Hepburn. Glides a couple of steps to his right, now moves to his left. Left lane line, the drive up right hand, good. Hood Schifino going downhill, 25-20. This 5-point lead, the longest of the day for Indiana. Minute 5 gone, second half. Hepburn going to Crowell, left of the circle. Crowell against Trace Jackson Davis, back to the basket. Foot on the three-point line. Hands off to Hepburn. Gliding left to right. Hands off to Davis. Weaving to his left. Bounce pass to Crowell. He can't handle it. Out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin. And Connor Esiason will come in right away off of that wide pass as Jordan and Steven just not able to connect.
No, Gregard didn't like the angle of that bounce pass from Jordan Davis.
And you hear it over and over again about this game. It's a game of angles. And not a good one there. So Jordan on the bench. Esiason back of the floor. Miller Kopp goes into Jackson Davis. Quick double. Geronimo open in the lane. Knocked away by Klesman. And then Gilmore to the floor. Tapped it to Hepburn. So the Badgers with Klesman and Gilmore creating the turnover. Minute 40 gone. Second half. 25-20 Indiana. Stephen Crowell on the right side for Wisconsin. Feeds Gilmore. Flips to Hepburn. Left of the circle. Chucky against Jalen Hood-Schifino. Darts it to Stephen Crowell. Hands it to Hepburn. Left of the wheel. Chucky to the foul line. In the lane. Turns it out to Esiason. Tries a three. Right of the circle. Rattles out. No good. Geronimo the rebound. 2 minutes gone. Second half. 25-20 Indiana. Hood-Schifino off the Jackson Davis screen. Mid-range. Right of the lane. Shooting and hitting. 7-point lead Indiana. 27-20 the Hoosiers. 2:15 gone. Second half. Indiana again showing a little backcourt resistance. As Hepburn brings it up the floor, and the Badgers will play on. Klesman, top of the circle, goes to Crowell, right of the wheel. Crowell with a dribble and a handoff to Hepburn to the foul line. Feeds a siege in left side. Connor dribbles off the wing, stops at the elbow, gets it to Klesman, steps back, tries a three, right side, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Trace Jackson Davis of Indiana. 27-20 to the Hoosiers. Here's Galloway off the left wing. Swoops to the rim. Layup good. And the Hoosiers have scored the first 8 points of the second half. Timeout, Wisconsin. No choice but to use one here for Greg Gard. This will be a full timeout. Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 17-14 remaining. Indiana 29, Wisconsin 20. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey,
lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 30 this afternoon under overcast skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 25 tonight, overcast skies. 35 tomorrow, cloudy. Chance for mixed precipitation Monday with a chance for scattered showers Tuesday. Highs in the upper 30s. A dusting of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 25.
8-point run for Indiana to start the second half. 29-20, the Hoosiers lead Wisconsin with 7:14 remaining.
Indiana 4 of 4 here in the second half. Wisconsin 0 of 4 here in the second half. Maybe more disturbing on that 0 of 4 is three of those shots have been taken from 3-point line. So Wisconsin hasn't got inside at all.
Yeah, we'll see what they do with Prowl. We've talked about a lot with Steven over these last five games. He's averaging about 16 points in the second half alone. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin together. We can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Carter Gilmore will be inbounding. And again, Indiana showing backcourt pressure. Just trying to bother Wisconsin enough to make it slow for them to get into the flow as Chucky brings it up the left side against Jalen Hood-Schifino. Hepburn to the front court, puts it on the deck. Left lane line, stops, pivots the block, throws to Gilmore at the top. Carter with a hand off the Klesman, top of the circle. Return feed, Gilmore goes into Crowell and knocked away by Jackson Davis out of bounds to Wisconsin. 13 to shoot, 3:03 gone. Second half, 29-20, Indiana. Klesman, sideline, right front court, will inbound. Gets it into Hepburn against Hood-Schifino. 10 to shoot. Hepburn out front, bobs off the Crowell screen, hooks it back to Steven for three straight away. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Jalen Hood-Schifino. Badgers remain ice cold. Hood-Schifino to the front court, outside left against Hepburn. High screen, Jackson Davis. Hood-Schifino turns, flips it to Trey Galloway. Now Miller Kopp, left-hander below the foul line. Sends it to Geronimo, off balance, shooting, missing. Rebound, Gilmore. Awkward looking leaner from Jordan Geronimo. And a stop for Wisconsin. Max Klesman out front for the Badgers. Flips to Connor Resegian, high on the left, and a whistle. They'll get Galloway chasing Klesman off the ball, and that's three fouls on Trey Galloway.
Now, Jackson Davis has a lot of things going for him defensively. He's an excellent shot blocker, but also his quickness is kind of disrupted Crowell today.
Very athletic. Galloway sits down with the three fouls. Tamar Bates is in. 16:20 remaining. Badgers down 9. Klesman on the right side. Dribbles off the wing. Goes through. The lane pass goes through Asijan's hands, but Gilmore's there left corner. Out to Max. He'll try a three left corner. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Jordan Geronimo. Geronimo got by Hepburn. Now working against Gilmore. Leaning, shooting, missing. Follows, yes. Jordan Geronimo with 8. 31-20 Indiana. 4 minutes gone, second half. Indiana has scored 10 straight coming out of halftime. Klesman throwing to Crowell, left of the circle. Crowell kills the dribble, and now Hepburn gets fouled. We're going to get Jalen Hood-Schifino. That'll be his first as we have the under-16 media timeout. College sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:47 remaining. Indiana 31, Wisconsin 20. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to WisCovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Long way to go, but the Badgers just had that feel. They're up against it. 15 minutes and 47 seconds remaining. Indiana 31, Wisconsin 20. The Hoosiers with the first 10 points coming out of the locker room here in the second half.
And on Wisconsin's last offensive possession, Max Kussman had a good hard drive to the rim and turned down an opportunity for a shot, maybe fearing a block or whatever. The ball was picked back outside. Klessman eventually got the shot, but from three-point range, the Badgers 0 for 5 from the arc, 2 for 13 in this game.
It's one of those things when there's someone who can block shots like Jackson Davis. You hear it a lot. Even when you're open, you don't feel that way. But Wisconsin historically doesn't, you know, they're better teams. They don't let a shot blocker affect you. You still go at him. If he blocks one, so be it. But you keep testing him. Maxwell inbound, front court sideline right. Flips it into Hepburn. Chucky out front. Marcus Ilver back in there for Wisconsin. Has the ball. Puts it on the deck. Baseline left against Jordan Geronimo. Wants to back. Geronimo not giving away any ground as his pass intended for Hepburn. Ilver's pass flicked out of bounds by Hood Schifino. 11 to shoot for Wisconsin. Badgers still trying to scratch here in the second half. We have 15:38 remaining in the game. Klessman gets it into Hepburn. Chucky at the center circle. Shot clock at 8. Hepburn, left of the lane. Fades, flips, off the rim, no good. Crowell back tap to a siege, and Connor in the paint. He flips it up short. Rebound, Miller Kopp of Indiana. Another empty possession for Wisconsin. Hood Schifino glides to the offensive end. Outside left is Hepburn reaching in and knocked it out of bounds to Indiana. Badgers 0 for 8 now to start the second half.
Just put so much more pressure on the defense to get a stop when you're not making any shots.
Miller Kopp, baseline rake, that sideline left will inbound. 31 to 20 Indiana, 15-16 remaining. Inbounds pass, Jalen Hood Schifino. On the right-hand hip-high dribble. Looks a pass to Miller Kopp, left wing. Inside feed, Jackson Davis catches. Double team from Ilver. Inside open man is Geronimo. Up and in and a foul. It's the risk you take when you double off the catch. And Trace Jackson Davis knows how to distribute. Max Klessman called for his second foul, and Jordan Geronimo now has 10 points for Indiana.
Geronimo's season high is 11, which he counted for on two different occasions. Had 6.6 rebounds in their loss to Penn State, and has definitely had an impact in this game, especially on the defensive end.
Yeah, and then the offensive end.
You know, the cleanup guy, right?
Cleaning up misses, or he's the open man off the double. He's only 14 of 23 at the foul line this season. Free throw on the way, and it's too hard, no good. Connor is sieging the rebound. 33 to 20 Indiana with 15 minutes to play. It's now a 12-point run for the Hoosiers. Here's Hepburn, right of the lane, stops, pumps, up, and finally in, and just barely. It hung on the rim and fell through. So that stops the run. 33-22, Indiana, 14:45 to play. Jalen Hood Schifino on the right side, loops it inside, caught by Trace Jackson Davis, and a quick spin low on the left, flips it into the left hand. He has
10, 35-22 Indiana. 14 and a half minutes remaining. You see that athleticism from Trace Jackson Davis. With the ball as Hepburn turns down the screens, drives left lane line, pushed it up, blocked inside, Jackson Davis again. Here comes Hood Schifino on the push. Loops it off to Miller Kopp, left corner, covered up by Jordan Davis in there for Wisconsin. They rotate it to Hood Schifino in the lane, pumps, a 12-footer in the paint is good. And Indiana is threatening to run away and hide. 37-22, the Hoosiers with 14 minutes remaining. Let's see if the Badgers have any kind of an answer here. Jordan Davis out high, throws to Marcus Ilver high on the left. Geronimo bothering Ilver, a handoff to Connor Recesian. It's it to Davis, shot clock at 10. A pass for Crow out front. Crow hands off to Hepburn, hooks it to Crow. Clean look at a three straight away, no good. Rebound Jordan Geronimo. Outlet to Hood Schifino, right side front court. Bounces Trace Jackson Davis, going to work on Crow in the lane, up left hand, and it rolls in. It is 39-22 Indiana, and a timeout taken by Wisconsin as the Hoosiers have just blitzed Wisconsin here in the early minutes of the second half. This will be a 30-second timeout with 13:21 to play and a 17-point lead for the Hoosiers. They were up one at the half.
Well, you're putting yourself in this hole when you can't make shots, number one. And as far as getting stops, it seems one end affects the other
end. Yeah, they can't do that either.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wisconsin is 1 of 11 in the second half. Indiana is 9 of 11. That's about all you need to know.
Yeah, you don't have to break that down anymore. The math kind of speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, great balance for Indiana. Hood Schifino, Jordan Geronimo, Trace Jackson Davis, each with 10. And the Badgers just, they're having a hard time buying a bucket. Even that little chip shot that Hepburn made, that danced on the rim for a while before it fell through. Well, the Badgers last year at the Kohl Center, only down 17 at the half in that game. A little different team, different year. Now, and a different time of the game. We have 13:21 to play. 39-22 Indiana. Inbounds pass to Jordan Davis. And now it's Chucky Hepburn bringing it up for Wisconsin. Hepburn left side of the front court. High screen Ilver. Chucky gives it up to Davis on the right side. Jordan steps back, launches a three. Back rim no good. Rebound Ilver trying to back tap. It's gathered by Davis. Second chance for Wisconsin. Hepburn to the right side. Chucky in the lane. Gets it out of there to Davis. Between the circles, hooks it to Recesian. Wide open three right side. Good for Connor Recesian. His second three of the day. 39-25 Indiana. Play is stopped as an object on the floor, B.J. Karstensen noticing. 12:48 remaining, 39-25 Indiana. Hoosiers have made their last five shots. And as we mentioned a moment ago, 9 of 11 here in the second half. Here's Hood Schifino, who's 5 of 10 for the field so far today. Front court, left of the circle. And Schifino walks the dribble, now around a Jackson Davis screen, throws it Geronimo, baseline right, picks it out to Tamar Bates, feeds to Schifino at the top, goes inside, Jackson Davis catches, moves on Gilmore, back out to Bates, covered up by Jordan Davis, Bates puts it on the deck, runs it up left hand, in and out, no good, a siege of the rebound for Wisconsin. 12:20 remaining, 39-25 Indiana. Chucky Hepburn off the Ilver screen. Now the Gilmore screen and a foul called on Hood Schifino as he plowed over Carter Gilmore, who was setting that second screen. It's foul number two on Jalen Hood Schifino. Now Malik Renu and Trey Galloway ready to come back in for the Hoosiers. As Kopp and Hood Schifino will sit down. Max Klesmet ready to re-enter for Wisconsin. Klesmet in for Chucky Hepburn. Actually, Kopp stays in for Indiana. Geronimo comes out. 12:14 to play. 14-point lead Indiana. Jordan Davis sideline right ball inbound. Jordan looking and gets it into Max Klesmet against Galloway. Klesmet loops it to Gilmore at the top of the circle. A feed for Recesian. Connor, baseline left. He'll take the jumper off the front rim. No good. Trey Galloway the rebound. 12 minutes to play, 39-25 Indiana. Trey Galloway out front, throws to Bates, wraps it left side for Malik Renew above the three-point line along the left sideline. Bounce pass Jackson Davis. A handoff to Galloway off the Jackson Davis screen. In the lane, leans, eight-footer. No. Rebound tip to Klesman of Wisconsin. So Indiana cooling off a little bit. Here comes Klesman. Slides to the front court for the Badgers, down 14 points. Max behind the back on the dribble. Around an over screen and a whistle. Foul called. They'll get Galloway again trying to work around the over screen. Mike Woodson not happy. And for Galloway, that'll be his fourth foul as we are at the under 12 media timeout. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:34 remaining. Indiana 39, Wisconsin 25. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this January at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets to see the Badgers host Big Ten foes Michigan State, Minnesota, and Penn State. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
seconds remaining in Bloomington. Indiana has broken open what was a one-point game at the half. The Hoosiers lead Wisconsin 39-25.
You have to give Indiana some credit for the way they've played with a level of tenacity on the defensive end, but it's been a little 50-50. The Badgers have cooperated and haven't run a lot of great offense. All you have to do is look at the numbers. 10 of 38, 26% for the game.
Yeah, I feel like at times they've made it easier for Indiana. Hoosiers, though, are putting, again, that on-ball pressure. It just seems like it's bothered Wisconsin. They bother him just enough with, it's not a hard full-court press, but just kind of throws them out of sync a little bit. And when they get good looks, they're missing. Unlike Penn State, which, when Penn State had good looks, it made them. Funny how the game works. Klesman, Davis, Asijan, Ilver, and Gilmore out there for Wisconsin. Renew, Bates, Jackson Davis, Kopp, and Hood Schifino, the five on the floor for Indiana. 21 on the shot clock is Jordan Davis, right sideline, inbounds to Marcus Ilver. Ilver at the top of the circle. Gets it to Klesman. Max out front. Jalen Hood Schifino defends as Max retreats near half court. Looks off an Ilver screen to his left and a throw to Ilver. Almost stolen away by Jackson Davis. Marcus to the line. Ilver in the lane. Spinning. Left shoulder. Up right hand. And that's wide right. Asijan trying to run it down. Saved it. But the shot clock expired. It's about all he could do there. And again, Wisconsin just really not getting into much. 11-13 remaining.
What really stands out as well, at least to me, is the physicality of Indiana. Just been far more physical team.
And you've seen a team that's been embarrassed a little bit, especially defensively, the last three games. And playing with a lot of pride today is Indiana. Here's Jackson Davis, hands off to Hood Schifino, curls to the free throw line. Against Klesman, contested jumper, way short, rebound tip to Asijan. And here comes Max Klesman for Wisconsin. Indiana has cooled off. Let's see if the Badgers can fight their way back in. Here's Klesman driving off balance, up and in from left of the lane. Max Klesman has four, 39-27 Indiana with 10:40 to play. Another stop, another bucket. Let's see if the Badgers can make this thing interesting. Hood Schifino out high. Glides to his right. Loops a pass to Jackson Davis. He's with Gilmore. Single coverage. Jackson Davis backing a dig from Klesman. Out to Hood Schifino. Open three. Right side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Connor Recedent. 10-20 remaining. 39-27 Indiana. Hoosiers still have not made a three today. Here's Marcus Silver outside left. Hands off to Recedent. Connor drives on Kopp. In the lane. Low on the left. Leads it for Gilmore. Low on the right. Layup good. And here come the Badgers. 39-29 Indiana. We have 10 minutes remaining. Hood Schifino brings it up. They start to get a little nervous here at Assembly Hall. Hood Schifino right-hand dribble. Stops, foul line jumper. Good. That made him a little less nervous. 41-29 Indiana with 9:45 to play. Jordan Geronimo ready to check back in for Indiana. Klesman to the front court. Axe throws to Jordan Davis. High on the right. Davis pops it to Ilver. Left of the circle. Ilver with a handoff to Klesman. Left of the wheel. Hood Schifino defending. Now Davis out front. Steps back. Tries a three straight on. And it's off the front rim. No good. And it goes out of bounds to Indiana. And Chucky Hepburn will come back in for Wisconsin. Geronimo is in for Jackson Davis. Hepburn and Crowell will come in. Ilver and Davis will come out.
We just witnessed Wisconsin's most effective stretch of offensive basketball during that 7-0 run.
Yep.
They made three baskets in a row.
So it can be done. 41-29, Indiana with 9:20 remaining. Hood Schifino right of the circle, throws to Tamar Bates, rotates it to Jordan Geronimo on the left wing. He's with Carter Gilmore. And now Bates right sideline. Bates left-hand toss for Jalen Hood Schifino, throws to Malik Renu, puts it on the floor, got fouled by Crow up top, and that foul on Steven will be his first and the second on Wisconsin in the second half. Only regular season meeting between these two teams. Badgers return home Tuesday night, a 7:30 tip at the Kohl Center against Penn State. And looks like Mike Woodson's going to use a timeout. 30-second timeout taken by Mike Woodson. We'll keep it here. Or actually, I think it's going to be a full timeout. We have 9:06 remaining. It shouldn't be a full timeout, should it? We'll hold it here. 9:06 to play. Indiana 41, Wisconsin 29.
You brought up Penn State. I believe it's like one of the most experienced, if not the most experienced
team. Oldest team around, yeah.
My goodness.
Jalen Pickett having a monster season. Better than 17 points, better than 7 boards, better than 7 assists. And a transfer from Bucknell by the name of Andrew Funk has just been really good from the three-point line. Really hurt Indiana in their game earlier this week. Did a lot of damage against Illinois and Champaign a while back.
That's become more and more evident, too. Obviously, the Badgers playing without a Tyler Wall, but they don't have any seniors. I mean, and the best Wisconsin teams have been senior-laden.
Yep.
They have two seniors, and both of them are sidelined. Jacoby Neath being the other senior, along with Tyler Wall.
Yeah, the Jacoby, he's done for the year. Been just really frustrating stretch for him. He played hurt the majority of last year, did Jacoby, a knee injury.
But as Joe Kramanoff was telling us during that halftime interview, you miss their experience,
yes.
Especially with
Tyler. Yeah. Yeah,
you just can't make up
on.
For it,
yeah,
right?
It's what it's been built on. 9:06 to play, 41-29 Indiana as Miller Kopp ready to inbound with 20 on the shot clock. Kopp is looking, and he'll throw it out to Malik Renu outside left. Leaves it for Jalen Hood Schifino. A pass for Bates, left of the circle. Bounce pass Hood Schifino to the free throw line. Slips to Renu, wrap around left to right to left. No, tipped up, yes. Renu is 6, 43-29, Indiana, 8:48 remaining. Badgers got it to within 10, but now a couple of buckets for Indiana. The lead back to 14 for the Hoosiers. Hepburn, left sideline, throws to Assegian. Connor gets fouled on the take. DJ Karstensen with the call, and Tamar Bates, the guilty party. That'll be his first and team foul number 5. Second foul, I should say, on Bates. I think I said his first. He has 2. Klesman will inbound, sideline right. Throws it into Chucky Hepburn. Hands off to Klesman. Max out near the center circle. Against Miller Kopp, a throw to Crow. Hands it back to Klesman. Off the left wing, in the lane. Kicks it to Gilmore. Carter off the right wing in the paint. Turns it out to Klesman. Good look at a three right side. Good. Nothing but net for Max Klesman. 43-32 Indiana with 8:15 remaining. Jordan Geronimo hands off to Bates at the top of the arc. Left-hand pass, Hood Schifino. At the left point, off the Malik Renew screen. In the lane, slips it to Renew. Low on the left, takes it right, up. Missed it, rebound. Geronimo crashing, and he got tied up by Carter Gilmore. There's Jordan Geronimo again, just crashing the offensive glass.
An example of the physicality, wasn't it? He just overpowered Chucky Hepburn to get that ball.
Yeah, great, just tremendous effort. Under 8 media timeout from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 7:59 to play. Indiana 43, Wisconsin 32. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matza pizza. Badger games are intense, high-energy experience like no other. Games like that need a high-quality, go-all-four-quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brew Pub, lots of matza pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brew Pub, lots of matza pizza.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Have you ever wondered if a career in healthcare is right for you? Now is the time to start a meaningful career, making a real difference in people's lives. WISC Caregiver Careers is a free employment and training program and is launching 3,000 caring individuals into healthcare careers. Register today at WISCaregiver.com. In minutes, we'll connect you with participating employers within 50 miles of your home. Once hired, you'll start earning while you're learning to become a certified nurse aide. Plus, you'll receive a $500 retention bonus. Take the first step that will change your life. Register today at WISCaregiver.com. All caring individuals of any age can take advantage of this opportunity to get paid while training for nurse aide certification. Give back to those who need you the most. Get hired today at WISCaregiver.com. This message was sponsored by WISC Caregiver Careers, a free employment and training program.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin System.
Game as Geronimo goes to the foul line.
This Indiana team's been among the nationally ranked offensively for almost all year, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. They can score. It's getting the stops has been the issue. Preseason pick to win the Big Ten, but you know, without Xavier Johnson, without Race Thompson, first free throw for Geronimo is good. Remember, when Thompson went down, Indiana had that great start at Iowa. I mean, they were running Iowa out of the gym. And Thompson went down with a knee injury. Iowa stormed back, ended up winning the game. Very emotionally charged game. Second free throw for Geronimo is good. He makes them both. When you're hot, you're hot. And he's hot. 45-32 Indiana. As Max Klesman in the backcourt being hounded by Miller Kopp. And now Klesman will bring it across the midstripe on the left side. Hands off to Asijan. Right hand flip for Hepburn between the circles. Out to Connor left side. He'll try the three, and it's good. Way to go down and get that pass, too. And he did, and he flipped it in. 45-35 Indiana with 7:35 remaining.
Not exactly a pocket pass.
No, it was not. Asijan made it work. Hard screen knocked out Hepburn. Jumper away is good for Hood Schifino. 47-35 Indiana with 7:22 remaining. There's a good screen to pick off Hepburn, and now Chucky up the floor for Wisconsin. Gives it up to Klesman along the right sideline. Flips to Crow. Quiet day here for Crow. Malik Renew with a tight D. Now Hepburn has it. Chucky out front. Throws to Gilmore. Leaves it for Klesman. 10 to shoot. Klesman loops it into Crow. Left of the lane. Single coverage Renew. Backing his Crow. Mid post left. Backs, turns. Up left hand. Got fouled by Renew. And Stephen Crow will go to the free throw line for two shots. Still time here, 6:56 remaining, 47-35 Indiana. Malik Renew with his third foul. Crow 4 points today, has not scored in the second half this afternoon. 0-2 at the foul line, missed a pair early in the game. First free throw on the way and nothing but net. Jackson Davis and Galloway will come in for Indiana as Renew and Bates will sit down. Wisconsin back within 11, 47-36. Indiana is led by as many as 17. Second free throw, Crow off the left side iron, no good. Jackson Davis the rebound. 47-36 Indiana, 6:50 remaining. Another cop weaves it to Trey Galloway. He'll hand off to Hood Schifino, off the Jackson Davis screen. The lob, Jackson Davis catching it, and in one fell swoop, flipped it up and in low on the left. Simple pick and roll, 49-36 Indiana with 6:35 to play. Hepburn leads it for Carter Gilmore. Hands off to Klesman, high on the right. A flip for Crow, top of the circle. Crow stops, goes to Hepburn, baseline left, one pump, reverse layup, no good. Rebound Jackson Davis. He'll turn and go for Indiana. Up the middle, feeds Kopp, steps into a three left side, in and out, no good. A siege in the rebound. 6:12 remaining, 13-point lead Indiana. Klesman left side of the front court for Wisconsin. Max on the puts it on the floor. Goes through the lane. Leaves it for Connor. Tries a jumper. Right of the paint. No good. And they'll get Crow for the foul on Trey Galloway. Steven with his second foul.
Give credit to the true freshman of Siegen. At least he challenged Jackson Davis with a shot in his face.
Yep.
You can see on the previous possession, Hepburn was underneath. They weren't going to take that shot because he knew who was lurking, Trace Jackson Davis.
Chucky comes out. Lindsey is back in. 6:01 remaining, 49-36 Indiana. As Indiana built the lead to 17, the Badgers have been no closer than 10. Here's Hood Schifino turning down the Jackson Davis screen, knocked away by Klesman to the floor. He digs it out of there and throws to a siege. Here's Max Klesman making another hard-nosed play. Isaac Lindsey to the front court for Wisconsin. High screen Crow. Lindsey right of the lane, turns it out to Gilmore for three straight away, and that is way off the mark. Just grazed the left side iron, no good. 5:30 remaining. Indiana clears the defensive board and Hood Schifino to the front court. Indiana up 13. Hood Schifino off the high screen. Right-hand dribble, right lane line, knocked away out of bounds. It will belong to Indiana with 17 to shoot. 5:22 to play. 49-36 Indiana. Connor is sieging, by the way. Bucket a couple minutes ago has 11 points. The first Badger to get into double figures. Top baseline right, inbounds to Jordan Geronimo. Geronimo, 12 points and 9 rebounds today. Trace Jackson Davis, top of the circle. Hands off Hood Schifino. About foul on extended. Jumper is good. Well, Hood Schifino had just 4 points at the half, but he has gotten in rhythm in the second half. And it's back to a 15-point lead for the Hoosiers. 51-36. Asijan left of the lane. Stops at the block. Tough shot over. Kopp is good. Asijan doing all he can. 51-38 Indiana. 4:50 remaining. Schifino with 12 points in the second half for Indiana. 16 in the game. With the ball is Jackson Davis, top of the circle. Hands off to Galloway. Chased by Lindsey. Galloway cross court to Miller. Kopp tries a three. Splashed it. First points for Miller Kopp, 54-38 Indiana. 4.5 minutes remaining. Max Klesman, top of the circle. He'll step back. He tries a three. Back iron, no. Geronimo, the rebound for Indiana. And now Jalen Hood Schifino to the front court with Indiana up by 16, 4:10 remaining. Coach Schifino off the Jackson Davis screen. Screen and roll again. Inside feed. Jackson Davis catches. Goes up. Knocked away. Got it back. Low on the right. Takes it left and spikes it. It's all Indiana in the second half. 18-point lead for the Hoosiers. 3:52 remaining. 56-38. Indiana. Lindsay off the Crowell screen. Lindsay, right lane line, turns up. Nope. Rebound, Hood Schifino of Indiana. And his lead feed is stolen away by Klesman. Max driving along the left, goes up and in. It counts at a foul. Never quitting, Max Klesman. He'll go to the free throw line when play continues. Breaking the action here at Assembly Hall from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3:39 remaining. Indiana 56, Wisconsin 40. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Menards is your complete bathroom renovation headquarters. Lyons has what you need to give your bathroom a fresh, updated look. Shop the largest selection of bathtubs and showers, including over 200 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, which are a great way to start your remodel. You're sure to find the perfect one to fit your style and budget. Start your next project today and save big money on all Lyons bath and shower products at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion best in the game. O'Connor is sieging back in his home state. Doing what he can. He's the one Badger in double figures today. 13 points, 3 of 6 from the three-point line on a day when the Badgers as a team are just 5 of 21 from the arc.
I thought Asijan looked a little bit out of sync early on, and you would understandably so, given he's coming home for the first time and quite a few friends and family in attendance. But he straightened out his game. He's at least not backed down from Indiana. He's challenged them. Some of his shots have been contested. But for the most part, all of the shots Wisconsin's put up have been contested today. It's been one of those afternoons where Wisconsin has been put in a hole of its inability to create offense.
Just 31% shooting for the day for the Badgers. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Well, Max Klesman working hard as well. He has 9 points. He'll step to the free throw line trying to finish the and one. He was fouled by Jalen Hood Schifino. A steal and a drive to the bucket for Klesman. Third foul on Hood Schifino as Max will be at the foul line. It's 56-40 Indiana with 3 minutes and 39 seconds remaining.
Part of Indiana's success formula today, a recipe, has been holding Wisconsin's two leading scorers well under their average. It kept them from getting in any type of runs, whether Hep Crowell or Hepburn.
A very quiet day for Stephen Crowell. Scouting report in terms of the proven offensive threats. I mean, Asijan is becoming that in his freshman year, but you know going in, you got to try to lock in on Crowell and Hepburn. And Indiana's done that to its credit. Max at the foul line. Missed a free throw attempt in the first half. Badgers 3 of 8 at the foul line. Indiana 3 out of 4. Free throw on the way for Klesman. No good. Rebound Jordan Geronimo. And just tapped to Jalen Hood Schifino. A little backcourt resistance from Gilmore. Now Galloway throws to Hood Schifino. 3.5 minutes to play. 16-point lead for Indiana. Galloway, front court left, leaves it for Hood Schifino. Left of the circle. High screen Jackson Davis. Hood-Schifino leads it for Geronimo, sends it back to Hood-Schifino. Now it's Galloway drifting to his left, shot clock at 7. Bounces to Jackson Davis, faces up, moves in on Crow. Low on the left, takes it right and stuffs it with the left hand. Trace Jackson Davis getting what he wants. 58-40 Indiana with 3 minutes to play. Klusman out front. Now it's a siege in between the circles. Bounce pass to Crow. It's low. Can't handle it. Turnover Wisconsin. Jackson Davis to Galloway to the rim. Up and in and one. The siege got him. And it's turned into a blowout in Bloomington this afternoon.
Well, the Badgers just not strong with the ball in any facet, whether it be with the way they're passing the ball or catching, receiving the ball. That's where this, the physicalness of Indiana has just overcome them.
Chris Hodges comes in for Stephen Crow. Greg Gard uses that line. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Well, unfortunately, the Badgers are the latter here today. 60-40 Indiana with 2:51 to play. Galloway's free throw is good. And now a 21-point lead for the Hoosiers. Inbounds pass to Max Klusman. This is the first time all year, I know Wisconsin lost by 10 last week, but this is the first time in a while they've just been blown out. Here's Carter Gilmore, left lane line. Gilmore on Geronimo, up right hand, good for Gilmore. Carter with 4, 61-42 Indiana with 2:30 remaining. With Schifino in the backcourt against Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn trying to harass him a bit, but with Schifino gets it across. Gives it up to Galloway at the edge of the center circle. Galloway with Klusman. Bounce pass Hood-Schifino. 15 to shoot. Hood-Schifino goes in to Trace Jackson-Davis. Moves in on Hodges. And another dunk for Trace Jackson-Davis. Just feeling it today is Trace Jackson-Davis. 63-42 Indiana with 2 minutes remaining. Hepburn long three left of the circle. No good. Jackson-Davis another rebound. 18-11 today for Trace Jackson-Davis. And Hood-Schifino to the front court. A minute 45 remaining. Jackson-Davis, and he gets fouled. He walked with the ball first. He's just looking to dunk again with Trace Jackson-Davis.
I mean, at times, it looks like Jackson-Davis is playing on a Nerf hook.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, got it going today. Definitely got it going today. Kamari McGee in for Hepburn, and now Mike Woodson going to clear his bench. As the losing streak will stop at 3 for Indiana, and it will grow to 3 for Wisconsin. A minute 43 remaining, 63-42 Indiana. Well, give this crowd credit. Been a frustrating season for Indiana, but this crowd has been in it from the start.
They're expected to get Race Thompson back in mid-February, a little bit uncertain on when or if Xavier Johnson will return.
Yeah, Xavier Johnson's still wearing that boots. Kamari McGee up the floor, a minute 40 to play. Anthony Leal out there for Indiana. Here's a Seagin against C.J. Gunn. Connor almost had it knocked away. Fine Zilver lines up a three left corner, and that clips off the right side iron, no good. Caleb Banks, freshman out of Georgia, clears the board for Indiana. Now Leal outside left. Go into Logan Duncan. Saw him a little bit in the first half. Now Gunn left side. He lost it. Knocked away. It's knocked out of bounds and off of Gunn last. It'll belong to Wisconsin. A minute 15 to play. 63-42 Indiana. A rare deal indeed. Wisconsin had won 24 of the last 27 against the Hoosiers. As Kamari McGee up the floor, hands off to Asijan. He'll launch a three, and it's off the back rim. No good. Ilver elevates for the rebound. Low on the left, pinned inside, finds McGee, feeds Connor. Asijan to the line, down the lane, to the rim, and went up. Got fouled as he got sent to the floor. Using the handle as he was going up. Anthony Leal called for the foul. Junior out of Bloomington. He was a Mr. Basketball in this state.
He's not playing much this year.
No, he's not. Only his sixth game.
I asked Asijan how many games he had seen in this building. He said, less than a handful. He wasn't a big Hoosier fan growing up. Indiana did not offer him either.
Connor missed the first free throw, only his second miss of the season at the foul line. Justin Taphorn, junior out of Pekin, Illinois, in the lineup now for Wisconsin. Second free throw for Connor is good. 63-43, Indiana in the final minute here in Bloomington. Down to 50 seconds to play. Duncombe up top, hands off to Caleb Banks, chased by Taphorn. Banks at the foul line, gets it to Malik Renew. Shot clock is at 10. Renew in the paint, turns up left hand short, rebound, battled for, and Asijin comes up with it on the floor, gets rid of it to Kamari McGee. Right side of the front court is McGee. Now Ilver with 25 seconds to play, throws to McGee up top. Kamari drives right lane line, pushes it up in traffic for two. Good take by Kamari McGee. 63-45 Indiana. 17 seconds remaining. And Indiana can dribble out the clock, and Leal walks it across half court. Indiana will get its second conference win. The Badgers will lose for the third straight time, and they regroup and get ready for Penn State on Tuesday night at home. It's over here in Bloomington.
One of the operative phrases in the Big Ten this year for everybody, except maybe Purdue, is that